Dear God, we thank You in that wondrous name of Jesus, and I'm so thankful that You've paid it all. Thank You that You shed Your blood freely for each and every one of us here today. And God, there is power in the blood of Your Son. And I'm so thankful for that, Father. I just worship Your Son. I'm thankful for Your Son. We give praise and honor and gladness and thanks. Oh, and sweet, sweet, sweet praise to Your Son. Thank You, Jesus, for it. Hallelujah, what a privileged people. Now, God, just take this time. Allow Your Holy Spirit to come in. God, as we've heard many times, break up the frost on a pew. Lord, help us melt in the love of God. Hallelujah, how it comes so boldly with fervor, Lord God. The fervent love of God is before us. Wake us up. Help us not to be asleep. Those that slumber are going to miss it. Lord, You've given us a message and a ministry, praise the Lord, to not only be ready, but to be loving Your appearing. And God, help us to be a people full of praise that would say, thank You, Jesus, not just coming today, but coming this very moment. God, get a hold of us, Lord. Thank You for that. We appreciate it. No, it's only by Your grace. There's nothing we could pump up. It's got to be Your Spirit, and that will be everlasting. And in the wondrous name of Jesus, we pray for it. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to the book of James, chapter 4, and verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. But He giveth more grace. What an understatement, huh? But He giveth more grace, and thanks God for that. Amen. Wherefore He saith, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He giveth grace unto the humble. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have been soaring as of late. I really believe that He's given us such a wonderful double and triple portion. And it is all due to His marvelous, infinite, undeserved grace. We've rejoiced, I believe, in another glory of His wondrous grace. That in another level of glory, that it's by grace we grow. That it's by the word of His grace that we inherit. That it's through the glorious gospel of His grace that we receive at this time, at this age, the unsearchable riches, oh my goodness, of Christ. Lord, help us be enlightened to that. And that in the ages to come, He's going to shower us in His loving kindness with the exceeding riches of His grace. Amen. Well, I think His grace is pretty straightforward. It's all in all. The grace of God, truly, brothers and sisters, is the glory of God in us. The treasure that we could ever bestow in earthen vessels is the grace of God. How much He loves us. To magnify, Jesus just loves me. He first loved me. Praise God, I can never be severed from the love of God. It's forever. It's permanent. And He's come to stay. But I'm going to ask a question today, brothers and sisters. And maybe some of you have never had this happen to you. So I'll give you my own testimony. Why is it then at times that when we come boldly to the throne of grace, absolutely convinced that the Word of God is true, and Lord, I'm here, but somehow I'm not receiving. Somehow it's not coming in. I'll give you an example. You know, Lord, I've come here. I need to forgive someone. But yet, you know what? I'm still holding the grudge. Or Lord, I'm here and I need to forgive myself, but I'm still holding the guilt. Or Lord, I'm here and I need to break free from this bondage, but I'm still holding the chains. Let's read it again. He giveth grace to the humble. Did you hear that? Did your heart hear that? I know there's one sitting here today that heaven is sounding like brass. I know it. There may be something you've brought before Him day after day, week after week, year after year. And heaven is sounding like brass. Oh, there's other times that I can hear the trumpet blow. But Lord, this has just been the wall that I've hit so many times. He giveth grace. He giveth grace to the humble. The word humble, brothers and sisters, means to not rise from the ground. How often do you need grace? Always. You need it always. There isn't a moment that you don't need grace. Well, if He giveth grace to the humble, and humble means to not rise from the ground. I'm talking about in spirit here, brothers and sisters. We should never rise from the ground. It's bowed down before Him. It's, Lord, I know that this is where I am surrendered. It's the place by the grace of God we have been invited to, which is the greatest place that we could ever be. Be lowly. You couldn't try to be there because you couldn't put yourself there, because then it was your work again and you've exalted yourself to get there, and that doesn't work. It's got to be God. Young, old, there's no difference here. It's all the same. He giveth grace to the humble. Young people that think that maybe you know a better way than maybe your parents or grandparents. And maybe it might be that one in a jillion, you could be right. When does it say to stop honoring your mother and father as unto the Lord? Huh? You honor them as unto the Lord. Period. That's God's blessing to you. He's called you to be lowly. Can you imagine that? Praise God. The last shall be first. Do you really believe that? We live in a life where everybody's trying to get ahead of the next guy. No. I'm running in a race, and I praise God that I see that you're running well too. And I know that there is one that wins that race, but praise be to God too, I know it's a body. I know it is. And I run alone and you run alone, but praise be to God, as we run in Him, we run together. And with Him, more importantly, I am never alone. And with the very power of His might, I might grow a little bit weary, but I'm understanding that when I'm weak, my goodness, it's the strongest I've ever been running. Because I've had to get low. I had to get down. Lord, I need to receive. Cast thyself down before Him. Philippians 2:7, Paul tells us that very God of very God, that's Jesus Christ. This is exciting. He made Himself of no reputation. None. Now that doesn't just mean that He made Himself of no fame. And see, God kind of saw fit to that in a lot of way. Because you know, when He was born into this world, there was a great fanfare. Didn't you know that they had a palace all rented out, and here came the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and they were blowing the trumpets, and there they all were, standing around and just rejoicing? No, that story never happened, did it? There was no room for Him to lay His head. He was down there in a stable. And the audience that He had was probably some pigs, a chicken, and a cow. Huh? Yeah. What audience are you looking for today? Huh? What audience are you looking for in your life today? Huh? Come on now. Yeah, this is deep. And I pray God He cuts us really deep today. You know why? Because Jesus is coming. And He's put us here even one more day and in one more moment. Believe you me, you haven't become humble enough. Praise God for the humility that's worked in your life thus far. But there's still more to go, because you're still here. and He is still God. And praise the Lord, His Spirit is still visiting and working and taking the things of Christ and making them ours. And I ask you, how did Christ receive from God? Father, Thy will be done. Father, Thy will be done. Father, Thy will be done. It is written. I mean, come on, people. This is very God Himself. And yet He made Himself of no reputation. And what that really means is He completely emptied Himself. He became very man of very man. And He completely emptied Himself to show us that yes, we can be empowered from up on high, and God's will not only just gets us through, but praise the Lord, it prepares us to be ready to be offered. Can you imagine that? I don't know how far to go with this, but I'm going to go, because I believe the Lord's urging. There's a lot of religious organizations out there that try to pump things at us, brothers and sisters, and all different sorts of people. Anything to get the praise and the glory away from Jesus Christ. And the enemy does it in very, very slight ways. Uses the wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ as so-called saints this and saint that and the Holy Mother and all of these different things. And it doesn't just go on in one organization. It goes on in many, and it happens in many different ways. So I want you to understand this. But I'm going to tell you something. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. It's Jesus Christ. It's Him alone. It's not all of these other things that come at us, brothers and sisters, and try to get our attention on this or on that because it feels good. Because I can relate to that. Let me tell you something. This word has to be spiritually discerned. God is the only one that brings this, and He brings this through His Spirit to us. So we are to stay humble to receive from God. And why? To be filled with all the complete and perfect will of God. It's out there for us. You think about it. Saul and David were both anointed king. Amen? Amen. The Bible tells us so. They were both anointed king. They were anointed with oil. They were anointed by the same prophet. They both miserably failed. Yes, they did. But why was it that it was Saul alone who lost the anointing? And it was Saul alone that lost the throne. And yet you had this little shepherd boy, David, who grew stronger. And praise God, kept the anointing. God kept it on him. Was king. And God said, kept his statutes. Now why is that? Why? Well, the Lord brought me to a couple of His Psalms. A contrite and a broken spirit. Did you hear that? A contrite and a broken spirit. David said, before Thee and Thee only have I sinned. Saul was still trying to get Samuel to help him out. David knew where to go. David knew to go to God. I read Saul's words, and you know what he was crying out? Oh God, give me another chance. I am so tired of hearing He's the God of second chance. He's the God of infinite grace. Get it? He's not the God of second chance. Don't diminish it like that. It's infinite grace. My goodness, brothers and sisters, He's brought us into a time that He said, come boldly to me. His grace already covered all my sin and all my mistake, if you want to say it. And now there's grace for victory. Complete victory. I have finished victory. See, David realized. He came in there and didn't ask for a second chance. He said, what can I render unto the Lord? Get me that cup of salvation and praise God. God had it right there. And you know what that salvation is? It's deliverance from everything. It's so complete. And we're living in a day and an age, it's going to be a deliverance from the tribulation. That's an offer. Jesus is coming. I don't want to be here during that time. I don't have cans in my basement. I'm not buying land to go get my teepee out. And when everything starts to hit the fan, I'm afraid and sitting there going like this. I'm looking up because Jesus is coming. Do you get this, brothers and sisters? God has given us this kind of freedom because it's His Word. And we are free indeed. And it's so mighty. Get me that cup of salvation. I'm going to drink of all that mercy and grace. All the mercy and grace. Amen. Amen. You're favored. He's been on us with this grace ever since we took a breath. He has. And He'll never leave us with that grace. It's abundant. It's full. It's free. He giveth grace to the humble. All right. Now we began this morning with a verse. Receiving humiliation. Oh my goodness. Humiliation. David received the humiliation. Did you hear what I said? I thought it just said humble. Do you know what humiliation means? To humble. David received humiliation. Let's just not get it over with. Let's get it on. I'm coming into the house. I'm coming into the courts of the Lord. And I'm going to dwell there. I'm not going to mess around anymore. It's not of me to get this done. It's Your grace, God. I understand that. It's so wonderful. I'm freely accepted. I'm invited to come and to fellowship. My goodness, this brother wasn't afraid to be humiliated. I want a spirit that's willing to dance naked before God and not to worry about what you think. See, the ones that worry about what you think or what they're thinking, they're unfruitful. Their womb gets shut up. And you know why? Because the Holy Spirit doesn't come in and reign. I'm not encouraging you to not be appropriate, brothers and sisters, but the encouragement is get free. Quit trying to think how you need to be. And be what God has made you to be. You're a vessel. To the praise of the glory of His grace. Someday you're going to praise Him and thank Him and shout right before Him about His grace, and it'll never stop. And you have a vision of His grace right now. I know you do. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. How could you be still? How could we be still? How could we not sing unto the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me? Huh? I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just telling you who you are in Christ. Oh, I'm not like that. I'm kind of quiet. I live next to my neighbors and they've never met me. They don't even know I live here. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. That's breaking forth to God. That's getting humble before God. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm so grateful to God what He's doing in my life. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is. It is what it is. And it's everything. And I'm not going to worry about it anymore. You want to talk to me about things? It's going to be about the things of Christ.
Because there isn't anything else to talk about. There's some great thing. I mean, it's wonderful. I love to talk about sports and different things like that. But praise be to God as it comes back in. And aren't we thankful that we're running in a race? That's the only one that's not an incorruptible crown. I mean, that I just am so grateful. It is incorruptible in Jesus Christ. Got to stay with it. But if I do make you glad twice, I know it was the Lord. All right. I don't worry about that anymore. Receiving humiliation, brothers and sisters, is the greatest gift we could ever receive. Did you hear me? Receiving humiliation is the greatest gift you could ever receive. It does. Just brings you to your knees. You bow before Him. You realize you're nothing. If you'll take it from God. As opposed to, I can't believe somebody did that to me. If He be for me, who could be against me? If He's the one that said not even a hair of my head could be touched unless He allowed it. What do we think? Come on. This is mighty. He's been building this up in my life, I believe, since I was about 18 years old. Because there was a resistance going on. And you know what? There's something in this flesh that there's a resistance going on all the time. To bow before the Lord. And say, Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. And it's a sweet way. There's nothing like it. Praise God, there's nothing like it. Receiving humiliation is the greatest gift we could ever receive. But it's the hardest one to take. Isn't it? I know this, brothers and sisters. I live this every day. It's wonderful. Praise God what He's doing. And I hear, oh, but brother, I lost my dignity. Let me tell you something. You never had any to begin with. You don't. He's your dignity. He really is. Oh, but I was so esteemed in this and I was so esteemed in that. God did you a favor. That which is esteemed to men is abomination to God. Yeah. Do you see all the wonderful... You talk about a barometric reading. Listen to this. Beware when all men speak good of you. You better beware of that. Look, I don't try to go out there and pick fights with people. I don't. But I'm going to tell you, you live by the grace of God, His love. And it's going to do it itself. It's going to separate. There's going to be things that happen, brothers and sisters. People, even back then, neutral you cannot be. Neutral you cannot be. You're either for me or against me. That's it. You can't play the fence. And in the message of the full counsel of God, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, let me tell you something. You are so marked. You're marked. You are so wonderfully marked. I can't even tell you. You can't get away from this. And I'm not picking on the folks in the back row either. Because I think their eyes are brightening up more than maybe the ones on the front row. And it's precious. But you can't hide. This is His word. And it penetrates. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And He's cutting all that stuff away. And He is. If you'll let Him, He'll cut it all away. And He'll bring you the most magnificent part. The everlasting part. And He'll do it in every bit of your life. Yeah. All right. We'll close this up. God loves you so much, brothers and sisters. We said this Wednesday night, and I think it's so important, that He might have to take you down. He might. He encouraged my heart. It's always a love tackle. But a tackle's a tackle sometimes, and they hurt. I played football for a long time, and I'm starting to think that some of these aches and pains were due to a lot of, and those weren't love tackles. But He might have to take you down. Yeah. Our eternal inheritance is in the balance. And if it takes our character to be exposed, to be trodden down, to be left out to dry, let Him do it. Let Him do it. See, He already knows this. Do you understand that? He already knows. The only one you're fooling is yourself. It is the only one we ever fool when we don't humble ourselves before God. You're just fooling yourself. It's just you and the Lord. It's not you and your friends or your family, your wife, loved ones. It's you and the Lord. We're talking about God's very best. Lord, I want a sincere heart before You. And a sincere heart is a humbled heart. He sees the proud afar off. The stiff-necked, the Word of God says, never bow before Him. They don't yield to God. They resist the Holy Spirit. And they die in the desert. So here's the question I'm going to ask each and every one of us before we leave. How much peace do you have today? Do you have peace in every bit and corner of your life today? Why just jump over to peace? Because I'm going to tell you why. Because if peace is lacking in something, it's a grace thing. It's a grace thing. See, God knows what He created here. And He knows when this body kind of gets a little out of whack. It's a grace thing. Everything begins with grace. Everything's kept by grace. And everything's going to continue on. There's no ending in grace. It just continues on. But it's grace. It's grace. And it's time to be humble. Because He giveth grace to the humble. It's time to be humble. Receive the grace. And to get over it. I see it clicking. We'll do it again. And get over it. Amen. Oh my goodness. It's personal. And God is dealing with us today. And I really believe by the grace of God, you know what? God is dealing with people like me. How about people like you? Yeah, He's just dealing with people. He is. More importantly, He's dealing with His children to grow up to be mighty sons of God. And brothers and sisters, I can't tell you how many times I came in to this meeting, week after week and year after year. And I never even shadowed the altar. It's been on my heart. It's on my heart for the young people as well, too. It's on my heart Friday night. He giveth grace to the humble. And how many times I said, oh, I'll do it another time. I'll do it at home. I'll do it at church camp. Well, maybe, but maybe not. Because you don't know. But I do know that today is your day. And right now is your time. And I don't care if there is somebody looking at you. Praise be to God, they might get convicted. Well, finally, I saw him come down to the altar. If that's your heart, you should be ahead of them. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Conviction's a wonderful thing. It just is. It's awesome. Take it personal today. Take it personal. From the Lord personal. Humble yourself before the Lord before it's too late. I'm talking to brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that have been here the first time today and that have been here before I ever came here. Are you listening to the Lord? Humble yourself. It is your absolute privilege. Receive the humiliation that you've been sitting there with that God gave you so special to break you.
to be a broken vessel, to have that broken and contrite spirit. And quit just putting it off and letting the enemy use it as something, well, I'm going to be stubborn about this. It's time to break before the Lord. It's time to be humble before God. It's time to bow down before the Lord and say, Lord, take it. It's time to surrender. He's after you. And yes, He's pressing you today. And yes, this is an altar call for every single one of you here today. This isn't programming. This is free worship. Whom He's made you to be. All the ecstasy that He's given you in your life. And you can leave this place and not return the ecstasy to worship His Son. Come on, people. I mean it. Come on, people. I don't know how He's going to do it, but let Him do it. Let Him humble. Let Him bring that humiliation. Humble yourself before the Lord. He giveth grace to the humble. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Just stand and worship the Lord. And as the Lord tugs upon your heart, take the time. Come and worship Him. Worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, precious Lord. Oh, glory to God. Lord, sweep over us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your wondrous name. 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 God, move your people. God, move your people. Hallelujah, Lord, move us quickly. God, help this be the day that we would break before You. Oh God, each and every life here today, to break before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, quicken hearts, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, bless you. We're not going to end with a song. We're just going to end praising the Lord. I encourage you to take Him up on His dealing with you now. Lord willing, I hope to see you this evening.